It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. KFM.
Throwing it back on a Thursday, flashback style. And since it is the opening day of the downtown Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival, and since coming up at 8 o'clock at Will Afloat, we're putting the sidewalk chalk into the tank. Let's put the flashback today to the year
1992.
Do a little painting, musically, artistically.
Oh.
On where that sidewalk ends.
You don't need to know where the sidewalk ends and the road begins.
King George.
I'll wait for you in the cold, dark night.
1992.
You might come back.
Underrated song.
You had to go.
Yeah.
Off an amazing soundtrack.
I'll never know
where the sidewalk ends. 1992. Big one for George Strait. Fun fact. In fact, all of these are fun facts. It was the only song, really, in the whole movie soundtrack that George was 100% keen on and liked. Now, eventually, with it being his biggest selling album ever, the Pure Country soundtrack, he learned to love them all. But this one in particular, he dug, and it was the only one we really had a hand in writing the song, too. Now, the song, Where the Sidewalk Ends, co-written by great guitarist and tried an early go being a singer in his own right, Jim Lauderdale. He teamed up with George Strait on this, but he's the one that came up with, in fact, that's where the song came from, Where the Sidewalk Ends. Jim had this title in his mind because of the Shel Silverstein poem, Where the Sidewalk Ends. Which, by the way, if you ever Google, like, or YouTube or something to get this song, Where the Sidewalk Ends, but you end up there, it's Shel Silverstein basically yelling the poem at you, so be careful.
Oh, dear.
That's not the George Strait song that you're going for.
Too.
So, Jim Lauderdale had this. He had this title. He wanted to collaborate with George on a song. This is a great idea. They had known each other for a little while, and he pitched him the title. George said, I like that. So then they started to develop the lyrics a little bit. But mainly that was on Jim Lauderdale's side because George Strait was trapped on the West Coast in Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Getting ready for pre-production and all this stuff for the movie Pure Country. I bet he loved being out there.
I'm sure that's a lot of fun for him.
Spent a lot of time on the phone with Jim Lauderdale, too. In fact, Jim flew out to specifically work with King George on this song, and George basically arranged and came up with the music style. Interestingly, when Jim Lauderdale first had this idea of the song in his head, it was actually kind of a slow, sad song a little bit, and George was like, come on.
Let's party.
And by the way, I'm doing this movie, and I think it should be on the soundtrack, and Jim was like, cool, very nice. So, yes, it worked its way in, and actually, by the way, if you do a search on it, Leanne Womack did a version in 2008, too, that is, well, like everything else she does, fantastic. So here we go with Sidewalk Chuck. Let's walk.
We're the sidewalk.